Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Here with me in this interview is James O'Donnell, and James is the director of the Chicago office for the Irish Food Board. And James, we're talking over my Skype here on the computer, so this ought to be an interesting test. I'm just getting used to using this new technology, and welcome you here to the interview. I'd like to find out a little bit about a special promotion that the Irish Food Board is involved in, and that's with the Ryder Cup, and that is a very prestigious golf match that's going to be held in Ireland for the first time, is my understanding.
That's correct. The Ryder Cup will actually be the most prestigious and important sporting event to ever take place in Ireland. So you can imagine from a logistics point of view, there's quite a lot of work being done. And from our point of view, we are one of the sponsors for the event. We see it as a major opportunity for us to provide a shop window towards the Irish food and drink sector. A lot of people still hear about how the growth in the Irish economy and things are going very, very well in Ireland. But at the same time, agriculture and the food industry still account for a very important part of our overall gross domestic product.
What are some of the types of food products that Ireland is known for or is a producer of that you'd like people to know about?
Well, given the trends nowadays, we're seeing more and more people getting concerned about the food they eat and where it comes from. And indeed, health and wellness is an important trend and an important factor for people when they buy food. And Ireland really fits in very well there. We have a very green country, a very clean environment, and we would automatically, these are elements that people would associate with the production of food. Here in the States, we export quite a lot of consumer food items. Drinks would be a very important element for us, and people are familiar with Guinness and the various cream liqueur brands and, again, the various whiskey brands. Also, we would be a big exporter of dairy-based products here to the States, and dairy-based products, indeed, worldwide, and meat products, beef worldwide. Ireland would be very well known for the export of beef throughout the European Union, and not only beef, but we have a strong export market for lamb also. So initially the products we would be exporting would be dairy-based, meat-based, and then consumer-ready products, which would be strongly positioned within the European retail trade.
Well, although I haven't had an opportunity to visit Ireland yet, and I say yet because I'm hoping that will still come up, I've pictured it as a very fertile type land in which, you know, agriculture would certainly be key. And also, and again, this is just from, the various ways that I've seen the country portrayed in literature and other opportunities and speaking with people, it seems like Irish people have kind of a connection with the land there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the land has always been very important to Irish people, and that, I think, goes back to the time when we would have been a colony of the United Kingdom of Great Britain. Obviously, it's something we hold very close, and ownership of land is something the Irish hold very close to their heart. And I think we don't have quite a large diversity of our incomes in Ireland across various different portfolios like stocks and shares. So we still rely quite a lot on the land as a source of our income. And secondly, it's in our blood.
Well, turning back to the Ryder Cup, which, you know, I understand is just one, there's a huge audience for this. And so this is a great promotional opportunity, I guess, for the Irish Food Board. Describe what your sponsorship entails, like some of the details that you might want to share in terms of, you know, are you offering special food products that will be served there, and how is that going to be put together?
Okay, well, we're doing a number of things. Obviously, we're very aware of the level of press coverage and media coverage that the Ryder Cup will be getting. So we very much are focused on using that to create a bigger awareness for Irish food and drink abroad. And also what we have been doing, we will be bringing in various clients, trade clients, into Ireland and potential buyers of Irish food and drink to see at first hand the environment in which these products are coming from and the level of controls and quality, the quality of the product, the quality of the enterprises producing the products. So at first hand they feel comfortable that automatically, you know, good quality food comes from Ireland. We also will be working with the chefs at the K Club, where the Ryder Cup is taking place, to develop a specific menu as a memory of the Ryder Cup. So the Ryder Cup in Ireland in 2006 will go away with the special menu that will have been developed specifically for it.
What would be some of the items that you expect to see on that menu?
Well, again, I would come back very much to working with the basic products. Ireland, we are known for producing excellent quality salmon, beef, lamb, dairy-based products. For instance, most people here in the United States would be aware of a Kerrygold brand of cheese, which is an excellent product coming direct from Ireland. So I would see the chef incorporating and coming up with something imaginative to incorporate our basic ingredients.
For the people who are going to be watching this on their television set, can you describe some of the things they might see besides, obviously, the players who will be involved? I'm just going to assume that some of the media will be out and about.
Well, I think, first of all, and it's something that always hits me when I go back home, and I was back last week, is once you come in across the Atlantic from the U.S., your first point of land is Ireland. So you suddenly see underneath you from the plane this, you come across the west coast towards the east, towards Dublin, so you see these imaginative green fields with woods, and you see a very natural environment. And then you arrive into Dublin Airport and you turn out over the Irish Sea and come back into the airport. So you have some beautiful views of the actual environment and of the sea where our excellent salmon come from as you're arriving in the airport. So that, first of all, endorses the actual natural element of our products. And once you arrive there, I would hope that the people would be impressed by the level of friendliness of the Irish people, that we have a reputation, and we intend to keep that during the Ryder Cup, of being a very hospitable and friendly people. So I think even before people get to the Ryder Cup, they will have the opportunity to see throughout Dublin and the surrounding areas the quality of that friendship and the quality of the food products and the quality of the environment. Once at the Ryder Cup, well, you're going to have the stars there from both the US and from Europe, and you're going to have the opportunity to see some of the best golf in the world.
We certainly are going to be looking forward to seeing that, and I was just going to ask, if people want to learn more about the Irish Food Board and what, like this promotion in particular, can you direct them to perhaps like an online destination that they could find more information?
Sure. Our website, the website for the Irish Food Board, is www.boardbia, that's BORDBIA.ie, and you can get off that site information on the Irish food industry, what we're doing on the Ryder Cup, and also recipes for various Irish dishes.
What else would you like people to know about the Irish Food Board and this promotion in particular that we haven't touched on?
I think the most important thing for us is that people are aware of the quality of the food that comes from Ireland and is available here in the U.S. Also the same for the drinks sector. We are very much into providing quality products that are natural from a clear, clean environment. And I would hope that's the important message that we get across to people. These products are now available here in the U.S., and they are in some contexts they're going into ingredients for manufacture of products here in the U.S. So we have an industry that's very, very modern, very important to the economy, and third is meeting what people are looking for today, which is kind of products that are natural and wholesome.
Well, thank you very much. That's James O'Donnell, who is director of the Chicago office for the Irish Food Board. And I appreciate your time with us here, James, and we will certainly look forward to watching the Ryder Cup when that comes up here in just a couple weeks, which I believe is, around September 22nd, I believe, is the start of that that tournament.
That is correct. It starts on the practice day. They're on the 20th and 21st of September, and the main games get off on the 22nd, Friday the 22nd to Sunday the 24th.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Thank you again very much, James. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.